Our WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics, is senior Jake Stokes Warner of Ramsey High School. Jake, a senior here at Ramsey High School, what classes are you taking this year?
Well, I start off with English 4, and then I go to PE, then I go to parenting, because I thought that would be important, you know, to know just a little bit about babies, you know. And then after that, I go to study hall, which isn't really a class, but it's probably a little fun portion of my day. And then after that, I go to creative writing, because I love to write. That's probably my favorite thing to do. And then after lunch, the whole second half of the day, I interned with Mr. Mabry, which is our English teacher for the juniors and seniors, because what I want to do is, you know, I want to be a high school English teacher when I grew up, so I'm kind of learning how to do that kind of stuff the whole second half of the day, which is pretty cool.
Okay. As far as I know, you're involved in some various activities here at Ramsey, so, you know, what all are you involved in, you know, sports, anything else like that?
This year I'm involved in basketball. That's pretty much it. It's my life. Ball is life, so they say, so.
Of course, now we're, you know, in the second semester of your senior year, and, you know, now we're into February, so it's just going to be a few short months and going to be graduating. Do you know what you're going to do yet after graduation?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Lakeland for the first 2 years and get kind of my generals and get started for majoring in English and minoring in secondary education. I got a 26 on my ACT, so Lakeland will be completely paid for, which is real, real nice. Maybe retake my ACT to see if I can get a higher score to get more financial help later on. But, yeah, a high school English teacher is really what I'm shooting for. And picking up as many teaching endorsements as I can so I can also be very versatile and, like, teach a lot of other stuff if needed.
Of course, you know, you mentioned how you're doing the internship the second half of your day. So you've already, you know, have that strong interest and you've already figured out, okay, this is what I want to do with being a high school English teacher. You know, how did you come around to that? Was it something that you figured out? I mean, was this just recently that this is what you decided to do? Or is it something that, you know, a few years ago or within the last few years that you decided you really kind of gravitated toward English and wanted to go that way?
Well, ever since I was really young, I loved to write. Like, that's one of my favorite things. It started with more, I guess, poetry and stuff, because I just would write a lot of poems when I was younger. Like, my grandmother, she really encouraged it, and she, you know, she would sit and listen to me write all these little poems, and she thought they were the greatest thing ever, so that encouraged me, and then I went from poems to I would attempt to write actual stories. I never really finished a project yet, but also essays, like persuasive. I don't really like research papers at all because they're too much work, but opinions, I can give plenty of those. So, yeah, my writing has improved a lot. My English teacher actually tells me all the time that it's definitely, definitely improving, and it's at a higher level. So my love of writing has pushed me to be an English teacher, I guess.
Now, with that, since you said you like to do so much writing and stuff, has it... You know, have you had the thoughts yet of maybe, you know, obviously you want to teach, but is there, you know, maybe any ideas out there to say, you know, maybe since I do love to write, maybe I'd like to, you know, be an author too, maybe write a novel or something?
Yeah, maybe on the sideline, you know, that'd be cool if I was a teacher and just for my spare time, just, you know, writing, just trying to be creative and maybe write a book, get that on the side, then maybe... If someone picks it up and a publishing company is like, oh, this is pretty good, and they can sell it, you know, that'd be pretty awesome, but I guess that's just a side thing, but maybe someday my writing will take me somewhere. That'd be cool, for sure.
Well, obviously, you know, kind of seems like you have everything figured out, and you know, you kind of know what you want to do, and a lot of times, you know, students get to that point, you know, by having people who have really kind of been a major influence on them. You know, a lot of times, obviously, parents are always the biggest number one influences, you know, for kids. But, you know, for you, you know, has it been just mom and dad or grandpa, grandma, anybody in the family? Or has it, you know, has there been maybe a certain teacher that you've had along the way that's kind of pushed you too?
Well, my dad is a really great writer. Like, if you look at his Facebook, he'll get on there and he'll post these, like, 2-page-long posts about philosophy or maybe just being humorous. Like, he's a really terrific writer. And I've been told that my writing style is, like, people can tell that I was raised in that household. So my parents definitely have encouraged my writing, and Mr. Mabry, our English teacher, too, has also encouraged it just because he sees me writing and is like, hey, this would be, like, I think you'd be a great English teacher just because you're familiar with the, and not just writing, but, like, the grammatical rules. Like, I got those down pretty good, too, so. And my grandmother, like I said, also encouraged it a lot, too. So, the whole family, pretty much, and also Mr. Mabry.
Of course, that, you know, as you talked about, going to go to Lakeland. So, obviously, it's going to be a change, but it's not going to be as big of a change as maybe jumping right into a big four-year university. Yeah. So, have time to kind of do that and then move on. But then, you know, you kind of, once you get done, you know, it's going to be the, you know, the wide open world to go into. So, have you kind of thought about, you know, is it something where you'd like to, once you get your degrees and everything, do you want to come back to a smaller school like Ramsey, or, you know, are you looking maybe, you know, even a bigger school where you can influence even more students, or are you just kind of, you know, just kind of whatever happens after you get out of college first?
Well, I my dream would probably be to come back here and teach as an English teacher. That'd be cool. And then maybe down the line, when I've saved up some more money, go back to college and maybe even go at a college level, even maybe teaching. I love philosophy, but there's not much you can really do with that degree. You know, the teaching spots are very limited, but I love science. That's an endorsement. I definitely love to teach, but English is the one I want to focus on. But teaching at an English college, or not, teaching at a college, English and science, those are like my two big things. And those are very broad. Like, you can teach so many different classes with that. And, but as of right now, my plan is just come back to Ramsey, hopefully, or just another small school, or I prefer a smaller base because I feel like it's more one-on-one experience with the students and teachers, and you can work with them a lot better, you know, on a independent level.
And that has been the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics.